This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and across the world, too, around the internet and satellite. And thanks to everybody that's tuning in over there, especially in India and Germany. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, and I do mean everybody, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Let's not forget the over-the-road truck drivers in there either. The truck drivers do a great job. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook, also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there, listen to the program, and communicate with us that way directly online if you'd like to. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us in California. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
It would be the second time we say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, you can't make this stuff up, and we sit here. And, by the way, Joe Biden once again has come out and asked OPEC to increase oil production and do something to try to help us out, right?
Yes, yeah.
Did you hear the answer from OPEC yesterday again?
What was that? I think it was no.
They will not increase oil production until sometime next year, and then it will be gradually. It won't be as large as what the U.S. wants, and that means the gas prices are going to go up. However, let me tell you what's going on here since the election. You won't believe this. You ready?
Yep.
Oil prices have dropped dramatically. The West Texas crude is back down to $78 a barrel. It dropped another $2 yesterday. Brent crude is down to $80 a barrel. It dropped $1.45 yesterday. The futures on a barrel of oil are down $6 from where they were on Monday to $90 a barrel. Here's where the rubber meets the road. Wholesale price of gasoline has dropped 20 cents a gallon since Monday, okay? Down to $2.29 a gallon at the refinery with the taxes included. Diesel is down to $2.41, again, down some 13 cents since the beginning of the week. How about that?
Yeah, well, very interesting, hopefully. But we don't know that it's going to be a long-term kind of thing.
No, you know what it is?
What's that?
They got all the stuff in the system. They can't put any more in a pipeline or in storage. That's what it is right now.
Yeah, precisely. But, you know, Captain, for the President of the United States to now try to have to rely on Saudi Arabia in the sense of getting more oil, when in reality, the President tomorrow, Captain, you know, he's got a pen and a phone, right, just like Obama did.
Yep.
He can start up the Keystone Pipeline thing. I mean, not flip a switch, but he could change his policy for the good of the American people and begin to ramp up the production of energy in this country, but he's not going to do that. If we're not holding our breath, we have no illusions. But it's, he put us in this position. He took us out of being energy independent. For what? To try to virtue signal about, the ecosystem or this kind of thing? My goodness, I think that, people are still going to see exactly what he's up to.
He did that because of AOC and the squad and that ilk that's over there. Now, AOC's take on the election in Virginia, you ready for this?
Yep.
McAuliffe lost because he wasn't progressive enough.
I have to laugh. I really do have to laugh. I think a lot of people are laughing along with this, Captain, because to go out and say you didn't have a progressively left enough candidate, that McAuliffe ran a, quote, 100% super moderated campaign that didn't, quote, energize a progressive base, unquote. Honestly, she's just really grasping right now. I mean, she's trying to put a real face on it, but it's not working.
No, she's out of her mind. And by the way, Joe Biden yesterday, you talk about doubling down. His administration announced that a deadline of January 4th for large private companies, those with more than 100 employees, to have yourself vaccinated. And if you can't get yourself vaccinated, then they're going to have weekly testing of everybody in the building.
Well, that's right. And then also, what is it, $14,000 for every violation?
Yep.
Now, of course, they're running this through the OSHA requirements,
yep.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't see how they're doing that through OSHA, but that's just me.
Well, exactly. But they're going to, I think, continue that pushback. Now, one of the reasons that they did push it back to January the 4th, I think it was originally December the 8th or something like that, because, again, they were going to see that at this particular, especially this time of year, getting people to get out of the workforce or to begin to continue to paralyze things, especially with the supply chain problems at Christmas time, was just going to be terrible optics for them. So I guess in that case, they can push back the deadline. Maybe, Captain, they'll find out that there's a lot more discomfort about this out there, and we'll see how it goes. But imposing this, and again, the lawsuits are coming, whether or not he even has the power to do this.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to tell you something about Joe Biden yesterday. This is in the You Won't Believe What He Said This Time, but then again, maybe you might. Kathy is going to take us to break. She's going to give you the phone number, so here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. We had lunch with him yesterday and some other fine people down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. First Thursday of every month, you can be part of the group and join us for lunch, and we'd be happy to see you. Now, we probably are going to add a day to that at another place down there, but we'll be telling you about that when we do it. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and company. You can go to MyPillow.com and take a look at all the products they have there on the home page where it says, here's the price with your promo code. Well, your promo code is always going to be the word Captain. That gets you the prices. But if you want to save even more money, click on the Radio Listener Specials logo link page that's right there. You're going to get 24 or more items with ridiculously low prices, even cheaper than what's on the homepage, which is pretty cheap, okay? And when you see that, again, promo code is Captain. Anything you want to buy, the promo code is always going to be Captain. Now, if you don't like ordering off a website because you're afraid your information might get stolen or whatever, you can call them and do it. And get a live person, too, by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, and you'll get the answers to your questions and be able to place an order right there as well. So, MyPillow.com is a website. Promo code is always Captain. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. And, Kyle, Christmas time's coming. They got lots of stuff for Christmas. I guarantee you that one.
They really do, Captain. From the slippers to the bathrobes to the My Pillows themselves to the mattress topper, the Giza sheets, which I have and highly recommend. You can't go wrong. I mean, these are presents that, can you imagine the look on somebody's face when they get something from My Pillow on Christmas morning? It's going to be great.
Yeah, and it can be something other than a pillow, that's for sure.
Exactly right. So there's such a selection. But the great thing, Captain, is the promo code Captain. Just remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the climate change elitists are touting their personal eco-credentials, worrying about everyone else's carbon footprint but their own because they flew in on their private planes or they came in on their private yachts or whatever to go to that climate change conference. And more than 100 of the world leaders have shown up and they didn't fly commercial, not one of them.
Well, what's the old saying? It's rules for thee, but not for me.
Yeah.
You know, well, right. And now from, we can make fun of John Kerry. I think he said he was super important. So he had to fly private, you know, wherever he goes, basically, because he has an important job of some sort. But most people, they're being told by these elites that they're contributing to the global warming and you can't have a lawnmower in California after 2024 and this kind of stuff because you're going to pollute the atmosphere. But and nobody really begrudges anybody to have a private plane. Most people would love to be so successful that they get to have a private plane or fly in a private jet wherever they need to go to do business or whatever. It's when people are telling you, hey, we're up here and you're down there and you've got to do what we say because, you know, we're the climate elite or something. That's when it rubs people the wrong way.
Now, Denise Simon just sent me a message. He's written an article which is going to go along with what we talked about here in the last hour about the Durham investigation.
Right.
The headline is Durham's next arrest could snag some Hillary operatives. This is big news and it's breaking as we speak. There's a woman by the name of Fiona Hill. Does that name ring a bell?
Yep.
Okay, she was a top witness in the first Trump impeachment trial. And what she said was absolutely not true. It was all a lie. And next up could be Strobe Talbot. He was a top Chinese operative and head of the Brookings Institute Asian Studies Division.
Very interesting. Well, you know, Captain, in any investigation, a lot of times they will find someone, the little fish, right? It starts leading to bigger fish.
Yep.
Now, everybody's question would be, well, they're going to finally get something about Hillary about this. I don't know about that, but I think we may see some pretty
good-sized
fish.
You're getting closer.
Yeah, but we'll see some pretty good-sized fish as this continues on, I think.
Yeah, and then there's going to be Charles Dolan Jr., who was the state chairman for the Clinton-Gore campaigns in Virginia in 92 and 96, and was appointed to a position in the State Department under the Clinton administration.
Well, the
and was still there under Hillary, by the way.
Right. Well, the more we hear about this, Captain, the less and less it looks like Vladimir Putin put all this together and put Donald Trump in office, and on it went, and Russia, 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 and all the investigation with that, this seems like it's exactly what everything's pointing to. And but when Durham is able to bring all this about, then it essentially will be irrefutable, I think.
Well, Denise,
what he finds.
Denise has this all laid out as they creep up the ladder and start going after Hillary operatives, which means that they're starting to make some real inroads. And, of course, that's why everybody's concerned. You don't hear a lot of stuff that's going on, but, you know, we'll just take this with a grain of salt and we'll let it, Denise explain it when she comes on.
Very cool. That's right. I look forward to reading her article.
Yes, yes, and yes. Now, problems with Pfizer and the COVID-19 vaccine and the trial are being investigated by the contract company. What kind of problems are they having?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out. For one thing, it looks like, of course, now I know that there's some questions about efficacy over time, basically, that enter into that. And then also, of course, with the notion that 5-year-old to 11-year-olds are now supposedly being cleared to take this vaccine. As a matter of fact, Captain, in San Francisco, they are now going to require, if you want to go into a dining establishment or indoors, children 5 to 11 are at this point going to have to show their proof of vaccination. Right now, 12 and up, but now it's going to 5 to 11.
Well, double well.
Yes, exactly. exactly right.
Yeah. By the way, here's a question here from James, and this is not our James locally. It's James in Valdosta. He's saying, Captain, I think the Republicans should probably send the AOC a thank you card.
Well, to some degree, she's acting. She's completely predictable, for one thing. She is not going to change because, and here's, I think, the operative thing. They are sold out to this thing of an ideology. They can't see past it. It's like an obsession or some kind, I mean, with a sort of religious fervor, a true believer in that sense. And so she's not going to deviate from that. And no amount of facts and no amount of people saying, no, we don't want all this woke stuff and all this far left stuff. She's going to say, well, why wouldn't you? Because it's perfect. It's the most perfect thing in the world, and I must have everybody do this. I don't think she can see forest for the trees.
Right. Well, we'll see. We'll soon know, won't we?
Yes. Yeah, well, she'll continue to act the same way, I think.
Yeah. Now, something that Glenn Youngkin's victory gave us in Virginia was it exposed, once again, the wickedness of big tech stars like Zuckerberg and Dorsey and how they were using Facebook and Twitter against the Republicans.
Well, sure. I mean, just look back to the 2020 election when they squashed the story. Twitter squashed the story about Hunter Biden in the New York Post. If people can't get access to information because somebody somewhere said, you shall not know it, that's not very, it's not really the American way. We understand it's a private platform, et cetera. But when they act like publishers, then that brings up a whole new set of operating rules that people would expect. Certainly we're going to continue to see this kind of thing happen. But Captain, these things that were happening in Virginia were so egregious that I think it overcame any kind of suppression like that.
Yeah, that's very true. And, of course, when we come back after the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. But one of the things we're going to talk about is, folks, we have no budget yet, no NDAA for the fiscal year 2022, and it is running late. For whatever reason, it is running late, and it's changing the game plan again. The military is going to have to turn around and do some different things, plan B instead of plan A, and this isn't good.
Well, no, it's not, and it couldn't come at a worse time, and certainly with all the chaos going on and the division, can the Democrats even start to agree on stuff like that? They certainly can't agree on these bills. That's a good thing, but, we'll see how it happens.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break. She's going to give you the phone number, so don't go anywhere, and here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with Pope Francis at the Vatican for their first official meeting and to address two issues, climate change and COVID-19. Biden arrived with First Lady Jill for the meeting. He told reporters that he and the Pope prayed for peace and that the topic of abortion was never raised during the meeting. The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine for kids. Dr. Janet Woodcock says the vaccine is both safe and effective.
Parents and guardians can rest assured that we conducted a comprehensive and rigorous evaluation of the data on the vaccine's safety and effectiveness, and that this vaccine meets our high standards.
The acting FDA commissioner says the vaccine was found to be 90.7% effective with no serious side effects. Next, the CDC will review the recommendation, and a rollout of the vaccine could begin by next week. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Shopping cart.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I'm here with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, I will tell you that the Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously twice a day. I take it when I get out of bed around noontime usually, and then I take it again around midnight. And it's in my system, it stays there, and it helps to relieve not only the pain that I have, but also the inflammation I get out of my left ankle and foot and leg, which has been kept under control by this product. And when I take it, it works. That's why you're hearing me tell you about it. Now, the best part is, with the turmeric, the resveratrol, the icarin, and omega-3, it is 100% drug-free. No narcotics in this at all. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So, check them out online, the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And when you take it, you'll find out right away, probably within the end of the first week, certainly not any later than the end of the second week, whether or not it's going to work for you. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've talked about a lot of different things tonight, gone a lot of different directions, and of course, the callers have called in and asked us some questions, and we always appreciate the callers because we can try to give you the best answers that we can based on the facts that we know, because I hate to wing it and just come up and say, well, you know, you might be, no. We like having some sort of evidential proof in front of us where we can actually know what we're talking about, which is how come we're right so much of the time.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, very much appreciate the calls.
Yeah. Now, candidates opposing the critical race theory, the COVID-19 mandates, wound up winning Minnesota school board races all across the state of Minnesota. How about that?
Yeah, this is very, very interesting. And again, I think parents are getting to a frustration level, number one, about these things. They certainly don't like the notion that the DOJ would investigate them.
Yep. Now, I've heard this in other states, too, by the way.
Well, that's exactly right. I think it's an overreach, Captain. I think you've got members of the woke, so-called wokeism, which is colonizing into our culture, basically. The American culture is colonizing into, for people from all walks. Nobody's safe from wokeism, basically.
Mm-hmm.
People are just, they've had enough of that kind of stuff.
Well, Kyle, it's 3:36 in the morning Eastern time, and I'm woke where I'm at. How about you?
Well, I'm awake. That's right.
You know, every time I hear somebody mention the word woke in this program, I think I want to play the laughing man.
Right.
Because it's a joke.
Well, it is. It is. And it's a very, very serious matter because the rules change every 5 minutes.
Yep.
And again, I think it's important to note you've got people who have decided that the best way to try to exert their influence and make you knuckle under is to colonize into the culture in any way that they can.
Yep.
And people just are rejecting it.
Mm-hmm. Now, China leaked something out yesterday. Don't know how true it is, but a Taiwan official reported this, and it came by way of China, that China has debated attacking the Taiwan-controlled island.
That's right. The Pratas Islands, I believe they're called. They don't believe that they would do, according to these reports, they don't believe they would do so until the president there, term actually comes to an end. But you never know in this case. China's been very provocative. They've been flying all these different sorties into Taiwan defense areas, not maybe necessarily what they consider their territorial areas, but certainly mm-hmm. into their defense zones.
Guess who we just heard from?
Who's that?
Trucker Eric. He's in Barstow, California. He says he's headed to his bunk to go to sleep. It's 58 degrees out there in Barstow, California right now, which means he's probably got the heat on. And he says, y'all have a great morning.
Excellent. Yes, I know Barstow well. That's a great place to stop. And I think there's a pilot and a Flying J there.
He's probably at the Flying J, if I had to bet money.
That's right. And there's a Denny's there.
Yes, there is. At that Flying J.
That's right.
Yep. Okay. Now, on Thursday, yesterday, 4 days after Mayor Bill de Blasio's mandate went into effect, city firefighters were only 77% vaccinated, forcing the smoke eaters who have gotten the shot to pick up the slack and work overtime. In other words, a lot of double shifts going on.
Well, right. Well, I mean, as a fire captain, you would know that certainly...
That is not good.
That's not good because now you're getting people spread thin, they're tired. What happens? I mean, you don't know when some kind of horrible fire disaster is going to happen. That's why they call them disasters. And so you have to be ready. And it's not fair to the people of New York City to have these kinds of policies that create this kind of chaos.
As I said before, they have the emergency mutual aid systems where they can call in other units. And I was told the other day that they had done that up there in some of the stations to get the extra people in there. But the only problem is they don't know the area, and then when that happens, they take one of the senior firefighters or maybe even an officer and either put them on the truck or put them in a flight car and let them drive, you know, lead the way as to where the call is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
again,
so it's one or the other or both.
Right, but it's never ideal in the grand.
Oh no,
it's never ideal. And what worries me too, Captain, is that we hear stories of people calling 911 and, you know, say, send me a vaccinated paramedic or something.
Good
like
luck.
That. Yeah, you know, come on, your house is on fire. I want the firefighters to show up. I don't care if they're vaccinated or not. That's not the issue.
We talked a little bit, and I forgot to go back to mention this, so I'm going to do it now. We still have no budget. We have no NDAA, which is the National Defense Budget for Fiscal Year 2022. Congress has habitually missed its October 1st deadline for funding, and the government, and there are consequences where now they're having to cut back to what's called basic staff to do the basic job that needs to be done. So if you're expecting something extra to be done by, oh gosh, I don't know, Internal Revenue or maybe Department of Labor or something like that, starting here in beginning of next week, there's going to be fewer people to do the job.
Well, that's right. And whose fault is that? I mean, you know, President Biden has got to get this thing in gear. I don't know that he knows that he could, you know, or
they're
that
gonna
he should.
They're going to try to pass it today.
Yeah, but that's exactly right. But we'll see what happens.
Well, my money's on one of two, not both.
Right.
So we'll see.
Well, but again, you know, the American people deserve better, obviously, and that's why they start talking about this way ahead of time.
Yep. And we have a labor shortage that's forcing construction company owners to pay extremely high wages to lazy workers who have no idea how to do their job. They're just getting hired because it's a body. You hire them as a laborer. They don't know what it is they're doing. They stand around most of the time until you give them something to do. You want to talk about waste. You ought to see this going on right now. Saw it yesterday, by the way.
Oh, really? Well, again, yeah, we know of one particular construction company owner in Arkansas is saying people have no idea how to do the job, basically, and he's got to pay them $18 to $20 an hour to do
it. Or more.
But you know, Captain, especially construction, roofing, these kinds of things, there's a skill level involved and an experience level that needs to be there to do the job correctly. Otherwise, it's going to drag on. Your customer's going to be very unhappy. You may not get it done in time before the rain hits, all of that kind of stuff. And it all goes into these problems that we're having with labor force.
Okay, the $450,000 payments to the illegals, Joe Biden says ain't going to happen.
He says they ain't going to happen, but seemed to be kind of bewildered and even talked to Peter Ducey and said, well, that's a garbage that you guys put out or something like that. But where did that originate from? It didn't just originate from the news media. It
came from the Biden administration.
Exactly. So there are people in the Biden administration, Captain, who evidently know a lot more than the president does about what's going on.
Yes, yes, and yes. Okay, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to let Jeff and Sarasota take us to break since he did a great job.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Don and Donna, and here comes George Thorogood.
More, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby.
Paul George Thurgood, Bad to the Bone.
Bad to the Bone. And I love the saxophone, by the way. I don't know if it's a Barry sax or what, but it is definitely cool.
Yeah, and that was the theme song to that car movie.
Yeah, Christine, the Stephen King adaptation.
All righty, well, you take it away with what's going on out west.
All right, thank you, Captain. Folks, out west tonight, Big Sky Country, Montana, up near Glasgow in the north. This is along U.S. Highway 2. Definitely want to be careful of the lake wind advisory that's there. Likewise, high wind advisory as you are nearing Cheyenne, Wyoming, if you're coming in from Nebraska, or if you're coming east out of the Laramie area, Elk Mountain, you're going to be in those high winds, and also just outside of Laramie as well, you'll have those high winds, and that's going to go north from Cheyenne, just about south of Casper or so tonight, so be careful of that. We do have some fog building up along the Southern California coast, heading up towards L.A., looks like maybe Santa Barbara as well, but if you're on the 101 freeway near the coast, you definitely want to be aware of that, and we've also got some wind advisories there north of Los Angeles right now as well. Okay, so the Pacific Northwest, the next storm's slated to come through on Friday. Right now, we're not at least getting reports of rain in Seattle or Portland, but it is forecast. And, of course, also as you go down the Oregon coast there, we're going to be seeing, I think, some of that rain come in with this next round of storms on Friday. High pressure, though, will be building up into the south part of California, southern part of California, and down through the southwest as we go through the next few days.
Just got a message from Cheryl in Sarasota. She's saying thanks so much for being on here.
Wow, well, wonderful. Yeah, well, thank you, Cheryl.
Appreciate that, Cheryl. Yeah. Okay, now let me switch over here and change gears and put on my weather hat for the upper Midwest. We have had a little bit of a change in some of this stuff up on the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. Things are getting a little bit more dramatic, if you will. Looks like as if there's snow that's kicking in up there in the upper peninsula up north of Wisconsin. Green Bay, you still got weather in that area. This can't be rain because the temperature is too cold, so it's got to be freezing rain we're looking at in the upper peninsula right now. We've got gale warnings on both sides of Lake Michigan, the Wisconsin side and the upper Michigan side, so be advised of that. Then when you come on down to Oklahoma, I-40 East, right there on the Oklahoma line, all the way across to now North Carolina, you've got a hard freeze warning all the way across I-40 with little to no exception. Now, down below it, in the northern part of Louisiana, northern part of Mississippi, along I-20, you've got a freeze and a frost warning intermittent back and forth there. You've also got a frost warning from Oklahoma down into the Dallas Metroplex. And we've got in the Gulf of Mexico tonight a gale warning and windy conditions. Rain is being pulled across the state of Florida over to the east side of Florida along the ocean as we have this low-pressure system, Kyle, which would be called subtropical, where we've actually got winds, tropical force winds today that will be out there coming across the state of Florida, bringing a lot of rain with it, possibly even some severe thunderstorms.
Yes, exactly right, and I think also some of those high winds as well.
Yeah, and it's going to go all the way up the East Coast. We're going to have a coastal flood warning all the way up to the Chesapeake Bay, so be advised of that.
Exactly right. This is that time of year.
All right. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight on a weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And teed up in the queue here and ready to come aboard right now is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we are going to talk about your article because I've already been talking about what Durham did yesterday. You got something very interesting with some points. I don't want to get started on it and then have to come back. But I will mention that after the top of the hour, we're going to talk about a major development yesterday in the Durham investigation that could bring some of the top Hillary Clinton people into the mix, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, in the meantime, what I'm going to start with this hour is OPEC. We heard, well, I'm just going to talk to OPEC, and I'm going to get them to produce more oil in Saudi Arabia, and they're our friends, and they'll help us. Really? Yesterday, OPEC said, nope, ain't going to happen. We are not going to raise dramatically the production of our oil. We won't even think about that till the first of the year. Things will stay the way they are. But in the meantime, gasoline and oil prices have dropped dramatically.
Well, I wouldn't say dramatically.
$5 a barrel since Monday?
Yeah, but if it's not reflected at the pump, then it kind of doesn't matter. It has come down some, but certainly not to the point where we can have some kind of comfort level.
The price of gasoline wholesale price dropped 20 cents since Monday. It isn't reflected yet for whatever reason.
Correct.
Yeah, and diesel has dropped, 14 cents a gallon.
Well, you know, sometimes the consumer speaks pretty loudly that, you know, they're going to start not using as much fuel. Which, you know, they'll find other means, or they'll carpool, or they'll cut down on some trips and whatnot. And so then the inventories go up. So, you know, there are ways to send the message back to, you know, these regulators and to this administration. And this administration doesn't care about you're paying it.
No,
they don't care at all.
No, not at all. That's been evidently proven over and over again. And of course, we gotta have a little fun with AOC here, because she says, well, maybe the Republicans should send me a thank you note.
Give me a break.
Well, because of the mayoral race in Buffalo.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Give me a break.
Yeah, which she tried to screw up, but didn't happen. Thank God.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yep. So anyway, folks, when we come back after the top of the hour, I got the music, I'm waiting on it to come up in my ear as he's just starting in. We're going to talk about what Durham's investigation is going to do, because it looks like as if his next arrest, according to the article that Denise wrote, could actually land some of the Hillary folks. Boy, oh boy, would that be something. All right, hold the fort. We'll be right back. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.